Oh, am I in? All right, well, we want to say hello. We're having quite a start here, folks. This is live radio, matter of fact, but we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We're broadcasting live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1 FM, or find us on the internet. However you found us, welcome. We feature live music and maybe some recorded music. My name is Mike Murtha. In each show, we have a guest or two, but tonight we have three guests. They are called Three Shades of Gray. I love that name. That's a good good name here, you guys. And they're going to share some music as well as some good stories. It's live, folks. Yes, sir, it's live. Sit back and listen. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends and family. Tell them that this is small-town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's have some fun. Yeah. Okay, once again, we want to say hello to everybody. Welcome to our show. It's Trigger Happy Memories. And guess what? We're out of time, folks. Way to say goodnight. No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna do this no matter what. But we do some live music as well as some recorded music. I'm missing Eddie Schmidt tonight. He is in Omaha, Nebraska. And I asked him to bring back one of those caps with the N on the front because it stands for knowledge. And I want to look smart when I walk around. So, Eddie, don't forget to bring me a cap there from Nebraska. But we'd like to say hello to Jay. Let me see if I can say it right. Ludowies. All right, Jay Ludowies and Mike Driscoll and Joel Cody. And they are members of Three Shades of Gray. And if I was in your group, you'd be Four Shades of Gray. But we did, you know, we met you guys briefly at the theater last year. You guys, there was a showcase of the theater, and you guys were there. And so we did meet briefly, and then we have gotten reacquainted recently. But first off, thank you, all of you guys, for taking the time to come up here and share your music and your stories. And I want to talk to all three of you, but I'm going to start with you, Jay. So how you doing there?
I'm doing good. Good. Thank you, Mike.
Good to see you. Yes. Appreciate you guys getting together. And we had some fun having breakfast here a week or two ago. And
yes.
But what we usually do is just try to get people acquainted with who you guys are. But I go way back to, where'd you grow up, Jay?
I grew up in Stillwater,
okay,
Minnesota.
And what inspired you to play music?
Oh, there's a lot of people that inspired me. I think I first heard Joe Cody. No, I'm just kidding. Elvis Presley.
Oh, sorry.
And Elvis Presley really kind of got me rolling, and then I heard Johnny Cash, and I thought that was really great too. God, he sounds really nice. And then I heard the Beatles, and that did
Uh-oh.
It. That
yeah.
just turned me upside down. I have no idea what is this music about, and I want to hear more.
Yeah, and it affected all of us at that. We were young and very impressionable, and it's just. I won't forget it, you know, the first time we saw him, but that's some neat things. This is a question I want you to think about. What continues to inspire you to play music?
Music just really, it keeps me even keel.
Sure.
Whenever I'm feeling down and out, music. Whenever I'm going to feel happy, music.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Did you play in the high school band?
No, I did not.
Or high school choir?
No.
No?
I did in grade school.
Okay. All right. So, and you were a police officer.
I was.
Well, good for you. That's, yes. Yeah.
I did that for about 25 years, part-time police officer in Stillwater.
Hmm.
And, yeah, a lot of memories there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing that. That's tough work. You know what?
You're welcome.
Yes. Let's do some music here. Shall we do
sure.
it? See how we can. And we're gonna come back and maybe talk with Mike and with Joe. But what you got there for us, Jay?
I'd like to do a Bob Dylan tune, "Knocking on Heaven's Door."
Sure.
Everybody's familiar with that song, and you can help me out, Mike.
All right.
All right. Mama, take this bad job for me, 'cause I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama, take these guns to the ground, 'cause I can't shoot them anymore. A long dark cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Well, that's Jay from Three Shades of Grey. Very nice.
Thank you, Mike.
I like that. That's fun.
Nice harmonizing. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yes. You know, we got talking about like artists like Bob Dylan would have never made it on American Idol, which is a shame. You think about you have to be so spectacular. Johnny Cash probably wouldn't have made it either.
Uh-huh.
You know, it. But just that raw talent and it's anyhow. That's a whole other story. But.
Yep.
But I like that song. And this is WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. My name is Mike Murtha, and we had a little stumble to getting started, but boy, we're going to go till midnight now. So,
all right.
Oh, and I got Mike Driscoll with me here to my left. Mike, how are you doing?
Yes, sir. Good, Jim.
Well,
Jim?
Mike.
Mike.
I have a cousin named Jim,
yeah, I know,
and you know him real well.
I got all the Murthas all mixed up.
Yes, and I knew your brother Bill very
yep.
well, and we were sad that he passed away, but I got to know Bill probably the last 10 years of his life, and a great guy. So I was so happy to find out that you guys were brothers. I didn't know that, but we just figured that out.
Yeah, he got onto a music scene, and he followed you guys,
yep.
and he followed us. And
yep. Yeah, he used to even come out to the church to hear us yeah. play music there, yeah. too, and just enjoyed him an awful lot. And you grew up in New Richmond?
I did.
Yep.
Yep, so. I did. I grew up there, went to school there, graduated from New Richmond.
You oh, sure. Yep. Yes. And you were telling me here last week that you played drums for a while, you played saxophone for a while.
I did.
Tell me some of that.
I was lucky to join some bands that were already established in high school. I was invited to a friend's basement and after everybody was swept away by the British invasion. Sure. And they wanted somebody to sing some songs, and I went over to the house, and they had two guitars and a drummer. And they were, I remember, like it was yesterday, they were playing A Well-Respected Man by the Kinks.
Oh.
And so I stepped in and sang that, and then got a bass guitar and joined them and played for them for a couple of years. And then a trumpet player and a lead singer in a band from Somerset called The Offenders back in the 60s. Trumpet player left with the lead singer, so they asked if I would consider trying to learn the sax. Hmm. So I bought a sax, took some lessons from Jay Jorgensen, who was the band director in Richmond at the time. Joined them, and Jackie Montpettit was the singer in the band. So we had a lot of fun, a lot of gigs.
Oh, neat.
And then, a few other bands along the way.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, so do you have a favorite artist or?
Boy, there's so many of them. There's so much good music out there. And
we were talking about this last week, the three of us, and actually, Jay is your favorite, right?
Jay and Joe are pointing at each other. I don't remember that, guys.
Well, I don't think I have a favorite artist, but I got maybe 20 favorite songs. But they're all different artists and different types of music, so
yeah.
It's pretty hard to pick one artist, I think.
Like Jay of the Beatles, though, with me. They really changed the way I looked at music and enjoyed music. They were just prolific songwriters.
Oh, boy. You know? And I think prior to the Beatles era, I'm kind of guessing because we were probably too young, but kids were learning how to play accordion, and they were playing piano.
Yeah.
And the Beatles came out, and everyone's buying guitars, and they were buying drums. And it was
burn those accordions.
Oh, no, don't say that. good. Are you ready to sing a song?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We're going to do one it was made famous by the Drifters called Under the Boardwalk. It's kind of a standard old song. 1, 2, 3, 4. When the sun beats down and melts a tarp on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby, where I'm boardwalk, out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun,
under the boardwalk,
people walking up,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love,
under the boardwalk, boardwalk. Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun,
under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love,
under the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk, we'll be falling in love.
good. That's Mike Driscoll.
Thank you.
Nice job, Mike. That's a good song. Lots of fun. Yeah. So, you know, we share some music, but we share something else in common. We drive school buses. And we don't tell everybody that, do we?
No.
Well, now we're going to.
Now
be,
you're just.
Now, yeah. That's because actually, this is actually coast to coast. Well, it has the potential because it's on the internet. So, anywhere you go, you can tune us in here. But it's fun. I've done it off and on for quite a few years. I know you guys have too. And they're looking for drivers in New Richmond. So give them a call. Ask for Rita. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She would appreciate that. So it's yeah. We got a CD that you brought in, Jay.
Yeah.
And we're going to play that. You want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Well.
And we're going to get back to you after this. So.
I was playing some music and working with a friend of mine, Pete Sinkoski, who is an excellent guitar player and teacher. And he wanted to see what my potential would be. So he said, let's record a song. So we did, and you can listen to it and see for yourself.
Sure, all right, we'll give it a spin.
Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. To you, I hear that tears me up inside. And see you cuts me like a knife against. Every rose has its thorn, just like just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song, every rose has its thorn.
Well, very nice. That's Joe Lottaway's.
Jay.
Jay.
That's my brother, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, right. We're having.
You're younger than me, too, I
guess. That's a full moon, though.
It must be a full moon.
It's gotta be.
Jay, I was so worried about your last name, I screwed up your first name.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. So that's you recorded that with Pete at his studio?
Yeah, he did the guitar, or the I played everything except for the drums, and he played the steel guitar.
Oh, okay.
And then Jim Berger, who's a drummer for Zebra Mussels,
okay,
he did the harmonizing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
It was fun.
Sure. Well, good stuff.
Yeah.
Joel.
Yeah.
We're going to finally get to yours.
You know, if I'd known we were going to play recordings, I recorded walking in my winter underwear with the Royal Philharmonic one time. If I'd have known.
Well, that's why we didn't tell you. Tell us about this wooden box. You're a drummer, but you're playing something. It's something acoustically, drums. Well, tell us what is that?
Do I need to talk an English accent or anything? Or?
No, you can.
Okay. It's called a cajon, C-A-J-O-N. And I can't remember where I seen it, but after playing drums for many, many years and hauling them around for little or no pay, I had enough of that. And I played along a lot of worship teams. I didn't have to haul them anywhere.
Sure.
They stayed right there. But, so this, you can get like the high notes, and there's a snare built in, so you can kind of get a little bit of a snare sound, and you hit in the middle, you get kind of a bass, and so.
Sounds good. Works
quite well.
Well, for acoustic, it's great.
Yeah, it's perfect, yeah.
Yes, so.
Exactly.
And you grew up where?
I also grew up in Stillwater.
Stillwater, okay.
I think I was there before Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Get that out of the way.
Well, sure. Your hair is grayer.
That's right. Yeah.
He was the first shade of gray.
Yeah. I'm the youngest, too. What the heck? My hair wasn't great when I started playing with these guys.
That
says anything. I grew up in Stillwater.
Sure.
And actually, my dad was a police officer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. For Stillwater and chief in Oak Park Heights
for
a number of years.
Sure. What inspired you to play music?
Same thing. Watching Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
And hoping every week it would be either the Beatles or Dave Clark Five, Kinks, Rolling Stones, Freddie and the Dreamers.
Yeah. Yep.
You know all the greats.
And the Everly Brothers.
Everly Brothers, Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
Herman's Hermits.
Yeah. It just exploded back then, didn't it? And we were so young and vulnerable to it, which was wonderful.
Well, and then me being like I'm 5 years. 5 years? You graduated in 69 or 70? 71? Okay, so I'm 4 years younger. But so, let's see, 64, I would have been 8. But it was still...
Still, you got it.
And my brother played in bands, and my dad played acoustic guitar when he was in the Navy and stuff. So he liked Chet Atkins and Earl's, Flatten Scruggs.
Okay.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, nice. Well, we're having some fun. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, and we have Three Shades of Gray here playing with us. And I'm going to try a song here. You guys jump in if you can. I'm going to try an old gospel song, a song called I'll Fly Away. And normally Eddie sings this with me, but I'm going to have to sing his part because he's in Nebraska. So, Eddie, I hope you're listening. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. In the morning to a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. In the morning to a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. To a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. Well, thank you very much.
Very nice.
And I forgot to mention that was for Lou Ann Peterson, who is the secretary of the station. She likes that song. So, yeah, Lou Ann, I hope you're listening. She better be, right? It's part of her job. I think she's supposed to be tuned in here. But I was telling you guys that a couple weeks ago I did something at the auditorium in Hammond, St. Croix Central Schools. They hosted the ceremony that was held for the police officers who have died in the line of duty. That's why I was thinking of you there, Jay. But they asked Robert Edwards and Carl Oslin, John Rock, and myself to do Amazing Grace. And Robert Edwards was in a group, he still is occasionally, a group called the Sounds of Blackness. And the Twin Cities, they've had a few Grammy nominations, but friend of ours, but he came out and we did a rehearsal, and it was so much fun to do that. And then last week I played, and played at the airport in Osceola, and it was a fundraiser for Gay Magnifici, who is running for state assembly. We wish you the very best, Gay. Gay is the gal that sings with us, that sings so well. But so we wish her the very best. But we've talked about how many places music can take you. I mean, here I went from a very serious thing at this auditorium to playing at an airport a week later, and all kinds of, you know, there's all kinds of avenues that music will take you down, and I'm sure you guys have experienced that as well. But we had some fun here back on, I think it was May 4th, Becky Schlegel was in town at the Amory Theater, and we had a lot of fun. Our group Trigger Happy went on first, and then she came on with, she had her husband who played banjo, and he had a steel guitar player, and she played guitar, and very good. She was just excellent. She's from Rochester, Minnesota, and I got to get up and play a little bit of bass with them too, and they might be coming back. We hope they do. So, but okay, good. We hope they do. That was, and we'll talk more about the theater. But let's get back to some more music. Jay, are you up there? I think it's time for you to.
Jay's up.
I can if you want.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to do another Bob Dylan song.
Sure.
This is more of a recent one of his. It's, of course, like 43 pages long, as Bob Dylan's are. But
it's going to take us to the end of the night?
We got till midnight here, so.
All right. One, two, three, four. I'm a worried man with a worried mind. Nothing in front of me, nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. She got white skin, assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tint skies. I'm well dressed, waiting on the last train. Standing at the gallows with my head in the news. Any minute now all hell's gonna break loose. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care but things have changed. Thank you.
This place ain't doing me no good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there, I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons to the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only in the fool in here would think he's got something to prove. A lot of water under the bridge, a lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
All right, Mike.
I've been walking 40 miles, bad road. The Bible is right, the world will explode. I've been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with a losing hand. Feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Put her on a wheelbarrow and wheel her down the street. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Mike.
Someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Mr. Jason and Miss Lucy jumped in the lake. I'm not that eager to make a mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of brain. I used to care, but things have changed.
Whoa.
That was Jay Ludowitz from Three Shades of Grey. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories down in downtown Amory, Wisconsin, live. Did I tell you guys this is live?
Oh, what?
You have to be on your best behavior.
Wait a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me change my story then.
Too late now. So, but Joe, that sounded good. What you did with those drums sounded so nice on that.
Oh, it's thank
just
you.
Really a nice, yeah.
The Maharishi taught me that.
Okay, very nice. We were talking about the theater, and tomorrow night, June 1st, Monroe Crossing will be at the theater, and there's still some tickets left. There's a lot of them sold, but not all of them. If you want some tickets, you can call 715-268-9722. Again, that's 715-268-9722. And I believe the tickets are $20 a piece, which is a real bargain. This is a great bluegrass gospel, I guess, and nice family group. But they've been around for quite a while, well known. So lots of neat things. Just talking about Trigger Happy, we're going to be in Richmond this summer a couple different times. We're going to be actually coming up June 10th. We're going to be doing something for Father John. I don't know if you guys knew that. Did you know that?
25 years.
Yeah, 25 years he's been a priest.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, Father John is also a bus driver.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Everyone in New Richmond is, isn't it? Oh, no.
Well, you know, we talk about this show as being, you know, small town, hometown, old-fashioned. It really is. We got priests that drive school buses, and, yeah. You know, Prairie Home Companion, they had this make-believe small town in the church basement. We're for real. You know, you can't make this stuff up. This is what we do. We drive school buses and we sing and play music. So lots of fun. In talking about priest, Father Jim Brinkman is a friend of yours.
Yes.
He came over to our cabin last Sunday. He called me about 1:30 and says, "I'm coming over." I said, "Good." We cooked up some brats and took a boat ride. But he was telling about when he took you and Bill out on the sailboat and over in Bass Lake.
Yep.
Yeah, and yep. I think you were playing a trick on Bill. I think you had him on the high side, the way it sounded, and Bill was not real comfortable with that. But Father, lots of fun.
We started out with some wind that day. We sailed south, and then the wind stopped. There was no wind. We didn't think we were going to get back. We thought we'd probably have to shore it and walk back. But he got us back, zigzagged across the lake. You know, Father Brinkman.
Father Brinkman.
Did he think one of you guys caused it and he was pushing you guys out of the boat?
I think we all started praying, I think, is what the deal was. We're going to get back.
You know, like we were out in the pontoon, and I said to him, "Father, I have a confession to make to you." And he looks at me, and I said, "I went to the Lutheran church this morning." And he's, "Oh, Mike," he gives me the sign of the cross. He says, "I will forgive you." Oh, that's fun stuff. But we got time for some more music here. And is it Folsom Prison you're going to?
Yeah.
Let's do that. And we're going to come back and say hello to some folks here. So.
Okay.
Johnny Cash song?
Johnny Cash. One of my idols. All right. Well, I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. I haven't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. And that train keeps rolling all the way to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, "Son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns." Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head. I bet there's rich folks eating their fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. And those people keep rolling. That's what tortures me. Well, they freed me from this prison. That railroad car was mine. I bet I'd move a little farther down the line. If
far from Folsom Prison, that's where I'd want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Very nice. That is Jay Ludowies from Three Shades of Grey, and we're having some fun here tonight. This is I appreciate you guys doing this. This is really
well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. How you get to get to know some people. Oh, you play guitar? Yeah, we should get together sometime. We never do, but we're doing it tonight.
We're
doing it tonight. So
see, the other way around for me. Jay said we should get together, and then he called me.
Yes, I did.
Joe, your last name is Cody.
Yes.
And I understand that you met Commander Cody.
Can
you
did.
Tell us that story.
And I didn't even know who Commander Cody was when I was in seventh grade. But somebody started calling me, hey, I started calling you Commander Cody. Well, then Hot Rod Lincoln.
Sure.
The big hit. And I always wanted to see him play. And I've seen on the internet that he was playing down at Famous Dave's in Uptown. And on the internet, there was a phone number, so I called the phone number, and they were on a bus. The drummer answered, told him who I was and what I wanted to. I wanted to meet him and have him sign a couple of things. And so when they pulled in, somebody pointed out who I was, and he came over and sat down with us. And I bet we talked half an hour, 40 minutes.
Really?
Just talked about all the places he played, who he played with, and you know, Jefferson Airplane, and, you know, Mamas and the Papas, all these festivals and stuff. And
they're still out there playing the small clubs and doing,
yeah,
you know, their...
Yeah.
Yeah. Good friend of mine saw him down in Milwaukee here probably 4 years ago. And some small little bar on a Tuesday night, you know, just was... That's what they do. So
yeah.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
Neat. Yes.
That was fun.
Well, good. We're going to say hello to some folks. I better start with my wife, Debbie. I forget her once in a while. So I'll start with Debbie. Also, Putz and Julie. Putz has got a place up in Lower Turtle Lake area. Matter of
Ooh.
Fact, it's Warren Shortest is his name. Do you know him?
No.
Okay, well, we call him Putz. But anyhow, there's a party at his place tonight, too. I'll give you guys directions. We can go up there. And don't bring a thing. Just show up. He's got all the food.
What time did it start?
Soon as we get there. Putz was telling me he was trying to figure out how to hear this radio station. So he was on the computer, got that figured out, and Julie helped him with that. Then he backed his truck out underneath the power lines here about 2 weeks ago. And he says they come in just as clear as a bell. So he's sitting out there. He didn't dare move. But then last week he had his boombox, an old boombox, in the cabin, and it came in there too. So he's gaining her. But Edna Knutson, Bjorkman, Heather from Shakopee, Hound Dog, Pat Brown, he was with us last time. He is the leader of the White Sidewalls, the front guy. And we had Swanee with us here a couple months ago, too, part of the White Sidewalls. Scott Nash, who is he's been locked up in the hospital the last 30 days. He broke his kneecap. And it's a very, you are disabled when you have a broken kneecap. So, Scott, we'll hope you get feeling better. Shirley Halliburton over in Woodbury. Uncle Bob. He's living right here in town. I stopped to see Uncle Bob here just a few days ago. Jim Ehlers from town. Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. And his sister Mary tuned in here. Jay.
I'd like to say hi to a couple people. Scott Shell, great musician, Stillwater. I'd like to say hi to Pete Sinkoski.
Oh,
he's an excellent musician and lead guitar player for Bad Girlfriends. Great band. Check them out.
Sure.
I'd like to say hi to my wife, my great wife, Teresa, and my kids, Jeremy, Paul, Kayla, Krissa, Tanya, and Rochelle.
Oh. All right. Wow. Mike, are you got some?
Wow.
Say hello?
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my wife, Brenda. And I'd like to say hi to Mary Beth Driscoll, Billy's wife. She was going to listen tonight. I told her about it. Yeah, so anybody else in Richmond, I don't think they're, a lot of my friends don't are too techie, so we'll have to get a CD for those guys.
Yeah, we're going to, yep, you bet.
Oh, yeah, anybody in Richmond.
You can get out the two two soup cans and some string.
Yeah, sure.
They're still on eight tracks.
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my wife. 40 years. Wow. The 27th we celebrated.
Good for you. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yep. What's her name again? Or Pam, that's right.
Jim.
And I want to say hi to a buddy of mine, Billy Bodine. Jay knows him.
Yep.
If you go on YouTube and type in "I Would Die for America," it's a song about the military, and he gave me the song, and I put together a little slideshow to go along with it, and getting rave reviews all across the country.
Really?
Well, Stillwater anyway.
Well, that's a start, right?
Yeah, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So okay, and then how can they get a hold of you? I know you guys, you're doing a few things here and there, but trying to find some nice, comfortable gigs that you can do.
Maybe airports.
Airports, yep.
Radio stations.
Yeah, radio stations.
But you want to give a phone number? Or would you rather not?
I want you to give you a phone number.
I'll give my email address.
Sure, there you go.
It's rebelbase, RebelBase, 2001, at comcast.net.
All right.
Great. And that's Joe Cody.
That's Joe Cody. Commander Cody.
Yes. All right. I mentioned we're going to be in Richmond a couple times this summer, July 14th. Trigger Happy will be there at the Legion from 2 to 6. We're going to be at the Heritage Center Hillside Concert Series. I think it's August 15th, I believe. But and what else we got going on? I'm going to sing one more song. Is that okay?
Yeah,
I'm going to do a little song. Absolutely. How about let's see if you guys can help me sing this. A song called "You Are My Sunshine."
Okay.
Dedicate this to Roger Hootmaker. You probably knew Roger.
Sure.
Yeah. It was 2 years ago, May 16th, that Roger had passed away.
Okay.
Great musician, good friend. But so this is his favorite song.
Okay. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, while I was sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I held my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.
All right, that's "You Are My Sunshine," and that is dedicated to Roger Hootmaker. And do you have a quick song you want to sing or anything you want to say? Or we're getting down on time, but we got a couple of minutes. Mike, you got anything you want to?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Do you want to do?
Do you want to do this one, this Beatles song?
Do a little bit of it.
Do a little bit of it. You give us a signal.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Give us a count.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling too small. Everywhere people stare,
All right, that is Three Shades of Gray, and we're having some fun doing this. This is this is a lot of fun. We're running out of time. I guess I want to just mention a couple things, too, to get people to recognize the theater. It's a great thing going on here in town, and it's a struggle to keep it going. I got some issues with the roof, and they need some help. They need some people to come in and just support what's going on there. And another thing you can do in this town is support WPCA Radio. It's a great radio station. It's public radio, so they depend on people helping them out with a little money, so they will take any contribution at all. They're great people here. So we're going to have to say goodnight, and I thank you guys so much for coming out here.
Wait a minute. I got 72 more things to say.
Well,
next time.
Next time. We'll get you back. Yeah. So I hope you guys would come back again, too.
And thanks. Thanks for us.
And maybe get you on the theater, too, sometime.
Yeah,
but again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're going to say goodnight on that, and we'll catch you next time. So.